Save over $200 when you book weekly stays with Vrbo this winter. If you haven't seen your college besties since, well, college, you need a week to catch up in a snowy cabin. Take a week-long vacation and save over $200. Book now at Vrbo.com.
Hey there, mental muscle makers. Welcome back to the Stoic Mind Gym, your daily workout for a stronger, more resilient you. I'm your host, Dylan Brooks, and let me tell you, today's session is all about building that mental steel, the kind of grit that doesn't crumble under pressure. Ever feel like life is throwing curveballs faster than you can say Stoic philosophy? Yeah, we've all been there. But guess what? Mental strength isn't some mystical superpower. It's a muscle you can train, and just like any muscle, it needs consistent work to get strong. Now, I'm not talking about becoming a monk living on a mountaintop, though. Hey, if that works for you, go for it. We're talking about practical strategies, everyday habits that add up to a fortress of mental resilience. So strap in, folks, because we're diving deep into the world of discipline and how it can literally be a secret weapon against life's inevitable chaos. Here are 5 key takeaways to get you started. First things first, discipline isn't about deprivation, it's about intentional choices. Think of it like this. You wouldn't expect a marathon runner to suddenly decide to sprint the entire race, right? They train consistently, pacing themselves for peak performance. Discipline is that training for your mind. It's about making small, consistent choices every day that align with your long-term goals even when you don't feel like it. You know that feeling when you hit the snooze button one too many times. Discipline whispers get up and seize the day. Next up, master the art of saying no. This isn't about being a grumpy hermit, but rather a protector of your time and energy. We all have limited resources, and constantly saying yes to everything can drain you faster than an overused phone battery. Ask yourself, does this align with my goals? Will this add value to my life? If the answer is no, politely decline and channel that energy into something more fulfilling. Then embrace discomfort. Remember that time you tried a new sport or hobby and felt like a complete newbie? That awkwardness, that feeling of being out of your comfort zone? That's where growth happens. Discipline means pushing past those initial hurdles and embracing challenges as opportunities to learn and evolve. You're not building mental strength by doing what's easy, you're building it by conquering what feels tough. Speaking of challenging yourself, set clear goals and break them down into smaller, achievable steps. Imagine trying to climb Mount Everest without a plan, yeah, not going to happen. Goals provide direction and motivation, while smaller milestones keep you on track and celebrate your progress along the way. Think of it like building a house, you don't start with the roof, right? You lay a strong foundation first, then brick by brick, you build something incredible. And finally, remember to practice self-compassion. Discipline isn't about being perfect, it's about showing up even when you stumble. We all have off days, moments of weakness. The key is to acknowledge them without judgment, learn from the experience, and get back on track with renewed determination. You're human, not a robot. Now, let me paint you a picture. Imagine Sarah, a high school student juggling academics, extracurriculars, and a part-time job. She's feeling overwhelmed, tempted to ditch her study schedule for another episode of that addictive TV show. But then she remembers the power of discipline. She sets a timer, dedicates 30 minutes to focus studying, and even rewards herself with a quick break afterwards. Sarah's disciplined actions might seem small, but they add up to big results, improve grades, reduce stress, and a sense of accomplishment. That's the beauty of discipline. It's about those consistent, everyday choices that pave the path to your goals. It's not a sprint, it's a marathon. But trust me, with a little mental muscle training, you can conquer anything life throws your way. So, let's recap. Discipline is about intentional choices, mastering the art of saying no, embracing discomfort, setting clear goals, and practicing self-compassion. It's not about deprivation, it's about freedom, the freedom to live a more fulfilling, purposeful life. Remember, you are capable of incredible things. Now go out there, make those intentional choices, and build that mental strength. As always, thanks for joining me at the Stoic Mind Gym. Don't forget to subscribe, leave a review, and join the conversation on social media. Let's keep this mental muscle building journey going together.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.